Oh my gosh, you're right.
Are the aunt?
Anna.
Anna's the dark hair. Elsa's the...
Yeah, but we would pronounce it Anna, so it's Anna.
No, it's Anna, no, because it's Anna. It's like it's supposed to be Finnish.
Yeah, but in America, it's Anna.
Yeah, of course it was Finnish. They put it in theaters. They don't put out a movie that's not...
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. Your favorite host with the most, I'm the Bomb. And of course with me every week is Nick.
Hello!
Danny with the fanny.
Hey, I'm back.
And we're very happy to be back. Back in our full swing with a special guest this week. Returning from our Akira episode, my best buddy, good buddy, JP. A.K.A. Sweet JP.
Hi.
Now say something spooky.
Oh, hold on a sec.
Watch out. Here I'm coming.
No, I like how before this we were like, oh yeah, with your intro, use that voice thing you have. And then all he just does is goes, hi.
I changed what was the effect too, so. Oh, snap, I actually had a good one. Hold on, can you introduce me again?
Okay, and with us this week is Sweet JP.
Do the Willy Wonka thing where he's in the tunnel.
No. I'm just going to intro him again. Just go, here we go.
Okay, ready. And 3, 2, 1, I'm ready.
Back from the Akira episode, Sweet JP. That's your cue, man.
Thank you. Hello.
What?
I hope that came through. It was a clapping sound effect.
Trolled, Sam.
I'm gonna leave all. That's the hilarious start to our comeback. I'm just gonna leave it.
There
that's
you go.
So fucking
put the
funny.
Willy Wonka thing in there. Say
what
that.
Is this?
There's no earthly way of knowing which direction.
No,
just pretend
yeah.
you're Gene Wilder.
Just pretend you're Gene Wilder, dude.
But do the wavy voice.
All right, hold on one sec. I'll do it. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, anyway.
All right, I'll do it after.
Yeah, dude.
Just remind me.
Don't listen to Nick about anything. Okay, here we go. Dude, no, seriously. JP, thank you for coming on again.
No problem. That was fun.
Akira episode. Which.
Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, no, fuck you. But I mean,
how dare you?
No, yeah. JP is my bestest good buddy from back in the day. And he's probably the biggest Lupin the Third fan I know. And that's why he's here to talk to us, talk with us about Lupin the Third, the First, the 3D CG animated film that came out in 2019, starring your favorite gentleman thief, Arsenio Lupin the Third, based on the manga by Monkey Punch. And do JP like tell us, like, how deep the Lupin shit with you goes? Like how fucking like you like own. Don't you own all the manga or most of it? Right.
I mean, I have like a first run. I bought it on
the Tokyo
Pop. That makes it sounds like way cool. No, I have like the first like 10 Viz.
Manga. Oh, the Viz. God damn, dude.
I mean, I don't even know if they're rare or anything, but they're cool. Then I have a bunch of movies. I mean, I guess. You have to have online movies, you know, like you have to have them on the computer. But there was like a number that I think Funimation released in like mid-2000s that were like films and TV specials.
It was like part two and yeah, some movies.
Yeah. So it's like 2 box sets of 5 movies each and they were like $20. But I mean, now I think they're probably, you know, $50 or something.
There was like the Gold Babylon and the Farewell to Nostradamus or whatever. And
yeah, I actually should have pulled them out to look at them. But off the top of my head, and if I can do all 10, I'll feel really impressive. Okay, so there's Dead or Alive, Missed by a Dollar, A Secret of Harimau's Treasure.
I haven't even heard of some of them.
Nostradamus, Farewell to Nostradamus.
Is this Lupin comics?
Oh, these are all like little TV movies.
These are TV specials and movies, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I can remember, really. Oh, the Columbus Files.
I ain't even seen. Oh, some of those. I think some of those are like OVAs.
Yeah, that might be like, it too. They're
that were aired
like
on TV
quality.
As like special. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not like Cagliostro level or even this level where it's like well produced or anything.
Right.
I mean, they're goodly produced, but.
Did you ever watch the Conan crossover one?
Oh yeah. I saw those online.
Okay, I never watched it, but I heard it was pretty
good.
Cool.
They're kind of like the same in the end, like Lupin and Conan. Any like TV show or movie about it is like all hitting the same stuff. It's like you got the thief trying to steal the treasure or the detective trying to solve it, but it's all sort of like corny in a way and not as campy is the word and simple to figure out, but they work well together. So,
hell yeah, dude. Well, I'm glad you're here.
And we're gonna review this.
Yeah,
first
dude.
I've ever said that, actually. So that means a lot.
All right, shut up. Shut up. Dude, let's do it. Let's jump in the review. But first, I'm going to take a small break right here. I'm going to smoke here. Boom, check that out. Okay, links.animesummit.net. You can find all the links right there, where to listen, where to follow. Also, join the Discord because... number one, me, Danny, and Nick are in there. And also, JP's in there now, so you can talk to JP. You can talk to us.
No one will, but...
dude, their Manga Book Club is pretty huge, though. You should come to Manga Book Club. They meet every Sunday. Danny, what are they reading this weekend?
Like, this weekend is Berserk.
Oh, okay, more Berserk.
We're,
okay.
Yeah, we're trying to... That's the long form... We
that's
have short manga and long manga. Yeah,
and the Berserk is a long one.
And this past Sunday, we just read the first three volumes of Pluto, which is phenomenal. I think we're going to nominate that one for a long-running manga in November.
Well, we only need one more installment.
We just finished nominating and voting for Spooky Month.
Yeah.
So we have all that for October. So
okay. So when Ed makes that list, I'll be sure to tell you guys what's coming out for that so you guys can join Discord and join the Manga Book Club. And also, you'll notice that earlier this week, an EX episode came out, which is our AOQ episodes, but we're not calling them EX because AOQ sounds stupid.
What does AOQ mean? Sorry.
See, I have no idea. Exactly. That's why it's dumb.
It was anime... No, because it was...
no, I know what it means.
It was Eureka 7, and then you add a Q for quarantine.
Yeah. The AO comes from the second season of Eureka 7, which is called Eureka 7 AO, which is really bad.
Do you want to hear something funny?
What?
When, I guess, you first told me about this podcast, I was like, oh, I'll check out the episodes. And I was looking through, like, the little feed or whatever, and some of them were labeled, like, AO, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like... Oh, adults only. I don't want to. Like a nasty porno review podcast. But then,
nasty
like
porno.
A year later,
Tom
told me, like another ocean or whatever.
We just have like, we're just like punching couches and like hitting jars of mayonnaise and stuff. That's the AO episodes.
But no, and then we added the Q for quarantine, and we're not, no one's quarantining
for
anymore.
For QAnon.
No. But yeah, oh yeah, that's another reason. Like, people would associate it with, like, those idiots, so.
Oh yeah, that's true, yeah.
But so we just changed it to something similar, EX. Anyways, it
EX
continues.
Anime Summit, fuck.
Okay, anyway, so continuing from the AO episodes... that starts with episode 15, so that's why it's called EX15.
What if
we
called it Anime Summit Triangle?
Shut up. We had Min.
Just have a triangle symbol?
Nope, shut up. We had Min come on from Sugoi Media. If you remember Sugoi Media and Min, it's a really sweet company where you can download anime clips for fair use and things like that. I highly suggest you listen to that episode. I don't even want to tell you what it is, what we're talking about in there. Just go listen to it, and then you should just go to sugoi-media.com and check out what's on the front page. That being said, JP, if you want people to follow you anywhere, where can they
find
you?
Also, one thing. I started a group watch with our patrons, so join.
You should have put that on the show.
Become a patron, and you can watch Shaman King with me.
Sam was just mumbling in the background.
Yeah, because it wasn't on the show sheet.
Yeah, like, Sam's like, you should put that on the show sheet.
It's like, it's our first week back, and we sound a bunch, like a bunch of yutzes, you know? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, we had no preparation.
Well, we did. It just Nick fucked it all up.
We had no preparation.
But no, you should be, yeah, patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today, and
they
you
support
can have
your favorite podcast hosts, okay?
Thank you.
They do a
thank
lot
you
for
keep,
you,
keep your
and
podcast
the least
host
you can do is toss them at least, I don't know, what do you think? $10, $20, $30 a week, something like that? I mean, I don't know what your prices are, but it's
that's
important
for the feet
to,
picks.
Yeah.
Feet picks.
Nick's special tier.
Yeah,
No. The special tier is a 12-month calendar of Nick with his bucket.
Nick has a bucket. He doesn't need your money.
It's what he watches his anime on. He puts his iPad on it or whatever and then watches anime on it. Anyway, yeah, Danny
that's
has started
the best way to watch.
Danny has started a group watch, and what do you guys what for that's for patrons.
Yeah, that's
so,
for
like,
patrons only.
In the
yeah.
Discord. So, like, what are you guys watching right now?
Well, I originally wanted to watch the He-Man show that came on Netflix, but then we decided that we were gonna watch the Shaman King reboot. So we're watching Shaman King instead.
Isn't that like 50 episodes or something?
There's only 13 episodes on Netflix.
Oh,
yeah, they're doing
do
it by like
they put out a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to stay more truthful to the manga, so I assume there's not going to be a bunch of extra stuff in it. But I mean,
yeah.
Oh, so it's
yeah.
gonna suck.
I gotta get in. I gotta get in on that. But anyway, so JP, where can people follow you if you want people to find you anywhere?
Nowhere.
Yeah, you're not really anywhere, to be honest.
I got my Twitter like a month ago. So.
God, I wish I had the willpower to do that.
Oh,
yeah,
geez,
yeah.
Fun.
Social media is pretty poison. What about like email or something? Do you want a bunch of spam
no,
emails?
No, you don't.
People?
No, don't put out your
email. I would love to get signed up for some like mailing list or something to just get.
Well, that's why you have multiple emails. You have your fan mail. You could have like a PO box.
Oh, a PO box. I'd love to get packages shipped to my house, or I guess to a PO box. But if you want my address, you know, just hit me up in private and. I'll give it out freely. Social, too. Doesn't matter to me.
Okay, sweet. All right. Well, please don't ship anything to my friend's house. That's.
Well, you got to ask me first.
Yeah, don't. Let's.
We don't know where to ship it. We need my address.
All right, anyway.
If you want Psalms, I can
one,
give you
two,
Psalms.
Three.
As well.
No, don't get don't. Don't do that. No, dude.
I'm not going to. Come on now.
All right. Listener question of the week. Nick, what's the listener question of the week?
Listener question of the week. We call this Kai's Corner today. It is here's a question. Since Sam has been watching Hey Arnold lately, who are you maining in Nickelodeon All-Star Battle Royale?
Nobody.
Yeah, I've never played.
He said Aang from Avatar The Last Airbender.
I don't think Aang's a character in it yet, is he? Or was he?
I don't know. Is this a real thing or is this made up?
Yes, it's a real thing. Haven't you been do you pay attention?
No, he doesn't.
I'm behind on the Hey Arnold manga. So.
He's too busy focusing on his magic cards and football and everything
my
like
shit.
That.
I'm too busy shuffling my shit and watching.
Okay, so for those of you who don't
videos.
Know, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl is like a crossover fighting game coming out, and it's literally Smash Brothers but with Nickelodeon characters.
Oh, shoot, man. Okay, let me go to the webpage. What do they got?
So Kai asked, who are we maining? You know,
there's a Toast Man.
Yeah, Powdered. You don't know who Powdered Toast Man is?
Oh, you know what? Fuck it. SpongeBob. Let's go.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest.
There's Aang. There's Toph. There's Oblina from Ariel Monsters. There's CatDog.
Oh, wait. No. I'm Nigel Thornberry. Let's go.
Dude, I'm probably doing Helga Pataki or Oblina.
I'll do Oblina.
Where are you seeing all these other characters?
I'm on the Wikipedia. That's https. /en.wikipedia.org/wiki/Nickelodeon_All-Star Brawl under the subsection playable characters. So type that in, you can see what I'm seeing.
Thank you for being very precise. Now the audio listeners can type that in.
Yeah, slow down if you need.
You can be Reptar from the Rugrats?
Otherwise, you know, I'd be Leonardo or something.
I just realized Sandy Cheeks is like a play on words.
Come on,
you can
dude.
Get sand in your cheeks.
Oh, yeah. Do you hear about the guy who made Ren and Stimpy?
Wait, what happened to him?
He's like a very nasty bad man.
Well, half of the artists are, so it's not surprising.
Mistaking him. But I think like illegal type nasty.
Oh.
In jail probably now. Like,
where, like the guy who made Kenshin.
Yeah, I would say that they're very, very comparable.
Ah, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's true or if I'm misremembering something. So sorry to him.
It turns out it was somebody else.
I would choose Oblina. But my favorite would be the guy who holds his eyeballs. They should release him as DLC. And he would be my main. He has armpit hair.
Danny, what about you?
I don't know. I'm not big on fighting games, but if I had to pick, I guess Reptar.
There we go. We got Reptar. We got Oblina. What does Sam pick?
I'm going with Turtles. I'm doing Cat Dog. No, fuck it.
That makes sense. Cat Face Johnson. Cat Face Dog Butt Johnson.
Yeah, Cat Face Dog Butt
Johnson. Or I got Nigel Thornberry. I'm gonna smash everybody. Every time I hit someone, I'll be like smashing.
If he doesn't say that when he hits somebody, then they ruin the game.
He's a villain in that game. He stole that child from the jungle.
Good. Probably deserved it.
Main boss, little Donnie.
Little Donnie.
Yeah.
Little Donnie needs to watch out.
All right, Danny, Waifu, and his bando.
Hey, I think there's actually another listener question, and I'd like to answer it. And it was, what is your favorite Final Fantasy? And you know what? I think Final Fantasy VIII. I think that was the first one I played, and it's one of the ones I like best. I also like 10. I like the ones that people hate.
10 is honestly, like, I don't care what people say. I also like 10. But 9, yeah, Final Fantasy IX is my all-time favorite one.
I don't know. I actually haven't played 9 at all, but I heard it's great.
I don't get it. Do people hate 10 because of Tidus or something? Or is that like... 10 was really good.
I think, it was like a crappy main character. I liked
it. ProZD did a video on that one. It was pretty funny.
I think everyone just hates him because the memes they made out of him or something.
Well, because he's a sports ball player. You know?
He's a blitz ball player. All these
nerds.
All the nerds hate him. But he's like a real star. A cool guy. No, but I like the guy who throws the blitz ball around. Waka, he's cool. What a great weapon.
Waka Flock of Flame, dude.
That's where he got his name from.
That's where he got
Interesting. You learn a lot listening to podcasts or even being guests on it.
Okay, Danny, on the waifu. Hey, by the way, mine's Final Fantasy VI. Danny, waifu and his bando.
Waifu is Leticia. And his bando is Lupin.
Don't you mean Elsa?
No.
She looks like Elsa.
What?
Not the Frozen gal?
Yeah, kind of, right? I don't know.
You mean Anna?
Elsa's like very blonde, right?
Okay, whatever. The other chick. I haven't seen that movie.
I only saw it once.
Okay, for those of you who don't know.
Look, I've only seen it once. I'm not a fan. Okay, I don't watch it every day. I told you I only saw it once.
All right, let's do it. Lupin the Third, the first.
So I'm just gave up.
And let me just say this. Yeah. The reference Nick was making, because he's a doofus, is the... So this is the first, like... Not the first 3D CG animated film coming out of Japan. They've had others. But, like, the art style and art kind of the kind of art direction they went was, like, for the new characters that they made, kind of resemble that, like, Disney 3D animation style. So, like...
Cauliflower people.
So characters like... Rapunzel from Tangled, or Elsa and Anna from Frozen.
Yeah,
or,
she looks more like Anna.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Or is the aunt? Anna.
Anna.
Anna's the dark hair. Elsa's the...
Yeah, but we would pronounce it Anna, so it's Anna.
No, it's Anna, Anna, because it takes... Anna. It's like it's supposed to be Finnish.
Yeah, but in America, it's Anna.
Yeah, of course it was Finnish. They put it in theaters. They don't put out a movie that's not done.
Yeah, Sam, jeez.
I hate you so much.
Yeah,
okay.
You shouldn't have invited me. No wonder you're always turning down my ideas when I'm like, hey, bring me on here. I got a fun idea. Mess it all up.
Dude, fucking. No, here's what it is, though.
This is going to be a long episode.
No, here's what it is, though. Here's what it is.
No, because it's the same as every Lupin. We can just talk shit. If you like Lupin, just watch it.
Yeah, that's
but, okay,
true.
So
it's Lupin meets Indiana Jones. All right.
I would say it's. I would say it's also got like a tad of like National Treasure in it. All right, that
sure.
Being said,
you gotta steal the Declaration of Independence.
You gotta steal the Declaration. Well, I mean, this is. I mean, Nick Cage is whatever. But like, fucking look, it's the 50th anniversary or not 50th? Is it 50th anniversary? It's the anniversary.
Probably something
was.
Around there, like in the 1960s. I think was when Lupin came out.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay, right here. Lupin the Third, Part 6, is scheduled to premiere on October 10th, 2021, to coincide with the 50th anniversary. Oh, yeah, so, yeah, I think part of, like, the 50th anniversary project was, like, putting this movie out and then Part 6. So, Part 6 comes out next month, so for fall season. And, yeah, fucking, that's crazy. 50 years is,
long time running.
That's a long... It's been a long time running. Dude, but Lupin the Third, the first, basically is what it is, all right? Let me tell you real quick.
It's the first Lupin, apparently, right?
Okay, anyways, really quick, let me just break this down
Lupin
for you.
First Lupin in 3D CG, that is.
Okay, let me break this down for you really quick for the fifth time. Based on the manga from 1967 by Monkey Punch, Studio Marza Animation Planet and TMS Entertainment, Danny's favorite.
Oh, they did the Sonic movie, right? Didn't one of them do it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they did. I saw a YouTube video and they said that.
Okay.
The one that they changed everything?
Yeah.
Did they do the previous one or the one that they changed it to?
Oh, I think they did the good version of it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Marza Animation.
And that's up to the listener to decide which one that is.
So. Yeah, Marza Animation Planet.
What if that
yep.
was just like a big marketing gimmick? They made Sonic so ugly that everyone started talking about him again.
It wouldn't be the worst like marketing thing.
That's probably what they did.
Really, for, did generate like a lot of talk.
For reference, they've also done Kingsglaive, Final Fantasy XV, Resident Evil Vendetta, and of course what Nick mentioned, Sonic the Hedgehog. They've also did the short film for Sonic Knight of the Werehog. They've done a bunch of cutscenes for Virtua Fighter V. Super Monkey Ball, Hatsune Miku, Project Diva II, Sengoku Taisen, bunch of video games, bunch of Sega stuff. It looks
they
like
did
too.
The they helped out with the King's Glaive.
I just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I know. Nobody is. Yeah. Anyway.
hey so, Danny, they did 3D model artwork illustration for Splatoon 2.
Did they?
How about that? And they helped on the Earwig and the Witch.
Wow.
Okay, anyway.
And I'm pretty sure they did Toy Story. Good? Just kidding. They didn't do Toy Story.
Okay, anyway. Directed by Takashi Yamazaki and screenplay by him as well. Animation director was Toshiya Umeda. Set during the late 1960s of the Showa era, the film follows gentleman thief Arsene Lupin III and his crew to Paris and Brazil to find the whereabouts of the Bressan Diary, a treasure even Lupin's grandfather Arsene Lupin failed to catch. A battle for the mechanical diary is unleashed as a Nazi treasure hunter group led by Lambert and Geralt are also in a race to steal it, with the prize that whoever deciphers its mystery will be the owners of an enormous fortune. So we think, anyway.
That's a classic, like, Loop on the Third, TV special, OVA, movie, film, whatever setup.
Yep.
Like, gotta steal this little item, a diary, or, like, you know, a diamond with a map inside of it. That leads to, like, a huge treasure. One of unimaginable riches. And then the bad guys are after it, too. And
then Zenny God ends up helping, and then he also ends up chasing Lupin at the end. Yep.
Yeah, you have to help him because
Fujiko,
otherwise,
she steals some more stuff at the end. There you go.
She will betray him. Yeah, that's for sure.
I kind of don't like Fujiko for some reason.
Oh,
she's,
I love her. She's
I like
best.
Her, but I don't like. I hate her. I hate her, but I hate it, but
it's
I love it. It's like Abra-Brax.
Well, Nick just doesn't like good characters. He likes all the ones that are.
She's too much of a tease. You know,
no,
why doesn't why don't her and Lupin just bang it out, you know?
Because she needs him to steal stuff, but she also really loves him, probably.
I don't think
Lupin is being gaslit by
yeah, she's gaslit.
But no, like JP is absolutely right though. Obviously, like the way Monkey Punch has set up Lupin's like kind of like legacy or whatever that he will leave or the stories that he will tell for years to come. As this movie is dedicated to the late Monkey Punch, R.I.P. Monkey Punch, is that, like, there's, like, these four tropes, or whatever, Lupin tropes, as they call them. Lupin and his gang challenging or robbing a more sinister criminal organization than themselves. Fujiko being captured by the villain and subsequently being rescued by Lupin. Fujiko betraying Lupin to give herself an advantage in the caper. Or Zenigata attempting to capture Lupin, occasionally with success, only to have Lupin escape his grasp. And, like, a few other. But those are, like, the four main things that, like, would fulfill, like, a Lupin story.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of Monkey Punch's Lupin. But, yeah, Lupin the Third, the First, it's supposed to, like, adapt, like, an early story of Lupin, right? Like, that's, like, the idea.
Oh, you know, I'm not sure. I just figured it was, like, set in the like the part two series, the one that was on Adult Swim with the red jacket, you know, because it's like set in the 60s when that was made. I know it was an earlier story being adapted
because part one doesn't have any of this stuff, right? Part two
it?
Has like I've never seen part one. I've only seen part two, which was like the one that played on Adult Swim, I think, when we
yeah,
were younger.
Part two is like the very famous one.
Yeah.
That's a red jacket, and then part one is green jacket, and that's much more like, I think, like straight based on like the Lupin manga.
Yeah,
and
part one was a lot shorter, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think
it's like
it was,
20 some eps. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Part two was what they put on Adult Swim back in the day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's like close to 100 or more episodes of that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I always watched that. Like, I think it was before or after Cowboy Bebop. Don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think that was at the end. That was, like, at, like, really late at night.
It was. It was, like, a 2 a.m. thing, so.
But, yeah, that's right.
155 episodes.
155?
Yep.
Dang.
All right, we're doing a group watch.
But, yeah, I totally forgot, like, to mention that that's, like, a big thing that's part of, like, the Lupin lore is, like, he has a different color jacket in every section, kind of.
Yeah, and it kind of, like, based on what jacket is being worn, you can kind of like they. It's kind of like almost a little bit of a different character each time. I guess it's kind of hard to like explain, but like I don't know, the way they act or like the seriousness of like whatever special or whatever, you can kind of judge it based on like the thing. So if you see an ad with like green jacket Lupin, it's gonna be. You'd expect something different than if you saw an ad with red jacket Lupin. And I think this Lupin the First is like straight like red jacket Adult Swim TV show. Like
it gave those vibes because it even
yeah.
the little opening song was the same as you know.
Yeah, and they did the tit the typewriter thing.
Oh, the little yeah, where it like introduces the episode, but it said the first. Yeah, I thought that was super cool.
I think they do. Often enough, but like that's enough of a throwback with like the character design and stuff where you're just like, oh, this is straight out of like Nick said, 2 a.m. Adult Swim.
Yeah. Lupin the Third, part 4 and 5, which is like the Italia and France.
Yeah, yeah. Blue jacket.
He wears a blue jacket, but in the France one, he has a pink tie as opposed to the red tie.
Oh, I haven't seen part five yet. I saw. Oh, actually, I'm like, I guess almost done with part four, and it's a little different. Like, the most like distinct thing about it is more that like it's modern. Like, part three probably came out like 30 years ago at the earliest with a pink jacket. So like you see blue jacket and you're like, oh, that's the modern one. It's less. I don't know. Maybe it is later, but or like as you watch part four and five more, but I haven't done it yet, so I don't know.
I
had
never
the blue jacket in part four. Was that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's where he had the wife.
Yeah, yeah,
Italia,
yeah,
yeah.
The wife rules. She's a great.
La Italia Aventura.
She's supposed to be a cool
called.
Character.
She's supposed to be fine as wine,
and she's athletic, dude. That's how you.
She's
know
not as fine
she's
as she's not as fine great. As Fujiko, but she's fine.
Nah, she's because Fuji. She's not as much of a tease as actually. Maybe she is. I haven't seen it.
She's
actually
also
no. I watched the first two episodes of it. And it was really
yeah,
good.
She's super rich. She just was like a thrill seeker.
10 out of 10.
But she's got a cool like. Yeah, she's a 10 out of 10. She's a real baddie. But she's got like a cool ombre like hair dye or whatever. It's cool. And her butler helps her do things, like Rob.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Someone on YouTube was mentioning that. They were saying how that the characters in Lupin the Third, the first, the side characters weren't as interesting as, like, Part Four or the Mystery of Momo, which I really need to watch the mystery. Or, sorry, not Momo, Mamo.
Yeah, Mamo's cool as, like what a cool villain. I think Mama
it's
is
like
the
a tiny little
traveler.
Mr. Penguin guy or whatever. It's, yeah. It's crazy.
Like throwback, he looks like one of the little freaks from Akira, the little kids, you know? He's got like that weird old
it's based on a certain villain. I forgot who it is, but it is based on somebody from like the 70s or something.
But yeah, these are all, you know, just normal villains, I guess. They're not like time travelers or anything goofy.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense, though. Like, I didn't even think about the jacket thing, so that kind of makes sense that it would take place, like, during part two or around part two. Because it says on Wikipedia, the film earned critical acclaim with praise directed towards the plot, vocal performances, and faithfulness towards the source material, and in particular the animation. Many felt the series transitioned well into the CGI, praising the level of detail and fluidity. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really great. I mean, if you enjoy, like, you know, Pixar 3D, Disney 3D animated films, this is pretty much just that, except, you know, it's Lupin. When it said, faithfulness towards the source material, I was like, oh, is this, like, adapting a certain part? Because I don't remember much of watching part two when I was younger. I've never even seen part three, you know, so.
Yeah, I've only seen like a few episodes of part three. You can watch it on like whatever online streaming thing. I think it's pretty much everywhere. But like part two, I remember like
Part two is on Crunchyroll, Verve, and Hulu.
Okay, nice.
Oh, yeah, because of the pandemic, it was like delayed and like harder to get a hold of. Or because like theaters were closed. Because this was supposed to come out in I think early 2020 or something like that, and then it got delayed.
What, this movie?
Yeah.
This movie came out in 2019, dude.
Yeah, in December. In Japan it did. But in the States,
yeah.
Unless you got like a special screening or something,
it was a world...
Never mind.
G-Kids released the film in North America on October 18th, 2020. Yeah. So we're watching it pretty much like a year later. But it did get selected for Annecy Awards and 43rd Japanese Academy Awards, which is pretty cool. It won a 43rd Japan Academy Award for Excellent Animation and won Best Animated Film from the Hawaii Film Critics Society. So it's pretty cool. And also got nominated for Animation, Animation of the Year, Feature Film. So, I mean, I thought it was pretty great. Fucking fighting Nazis. But also, you know, a lot of people, like for me, my initial thought when I first saw the trailer was, man, that looks absolutely fucking cool, but am I ready to see, like, an anime or manga character animated this way? And, you know, because I'm not used to it. Like, we've seen CG anime before, but this is, like, 3D CG animated. This isn't, like, you know, cell CG animated, like the crappy Love Live shows or like, you know, Dorohedoro or whatever.
Is that, like, all the Netflix animes?
They're like like a lot of the Netflix animes. 3D,
this has a movie 3D. Budget. Like, they did a much better job with this.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But yeah, JP, it's exactly like that, like Baki and stuff like that. So
no, this rules, looks way better than all those.
It's
But Baki actually did a good job at doing it.
Kind of. But this makes Baki look like shit.
Yeah, this is not this is not that kind of 3D animation. This is like full on.
No, I mean like Pixar. Yeah. It's like a Pixar movie.
It looks kind of like that a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a budget of I can't find the budget. It did make $11 million though. It made $11 million.
Box office $11 million.
Wait, yeah,
that seems low. Oh, you know, because of pandemic, probably.
Yeah, pandemic
probably.
The old
also,
pandemic.
I don't think, like, it would have gotten a huge release here. You know, like.
Yeah.
The movie was released December 6th, 2019, in Japan, ranking number 2 in its opening weekend, grossing at pretty much like 2.82 million U.S. dollars, only behind Frozen 2. In the second week, the film collected 5.45 million in 10 days.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And U.S. Blu-ray release, released the film peaked at number 3 on the top 10 Blu-ray sellers for week ending January 16th, 2021.
Dang. Yeah, so regardless of what we say, it was pretty successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, it'll make more money on, like, Blu-rays, like Danny was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and also, I bought this, like, at Walmart. Like, I was walking by, and I seen it there. So it's not like it was, like,
Streaming, physical media, that stuff. Yeah,
I actually rented it on Amazon, because it was, like, $3.99.
I watched the crappy free stream site. I'm not going to say which one, but it was, like, It felt a little bit off, like the lip flaps, which I think there were anyway, right? Because of the English.
That's one thing I noticed. Like,
well, that's what I was gonna ask next. Who watched the dub and who watched the sub?
Well, I watched half of it and subbed, and then watched the rest in dub.
Danny's growing.
I watched it all in English, but I put subtitles on all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say JP watches a lot of. JP watches a lot of foreign films, too, so, I mean, he's used to it. But you did watch it in English?
Yeah. Because I like the voice actors.
It's all the same voice actors, too, from part two and all that. So, yeah, like, and all of them, like, even the current ones. So, yeah, Tony Oliver is Lupin. Richard Epcar is Jigen.
Wasn't there, was Zenigata a different actor?
No, I'm pretty sure that was the same guy. For the dub?
Yeah, I think one of them was different. No, or, like, there was an old Zenigata who was a different guy.
Oh, no, you're right. The dub...
Doug Erholtz did this one.
The dub Zenigata was from part 4 and 5 and this one.
Yeah, because the old one did the previous one. Yeah, a different guy.
Yeah, different guy. But, yeah, and then Fujiko is...
Richard Epcar did Zenigata, too? Oh, Richard Sean Barrett? That might be it. Or Philip Wilburn? Oh, you know what? I think one of the Lupin movies had, like, 4 dubs.
Yeah. God, which one was
it? Mamo again, or was it something else?
I think it might have been something
else. I don't know.
It might have been Cagliostro.
Maybe. Because there was, like, Streamline dubs, Genion, a bunch of other stuff.
And then it probably wasn't Cagliostro.
Anyway.
So what did you guys... Actors. So what did you guys...
I love Richard Epcar, by the way. He's, like, one of my favorite... American voice actors or English voice actors.
I only know him from this.
He's in Ghost in the Shell too. He's Bato.
Oh shit. Okay.
I gotta rewatch Ghost in the Shell. But what about let's talk about this though. So I think we can all agree that like the story for this movie was like, yeah, this is a Lupin story. How does it compare to like other Lupin stories?
JP probably knows the most.
I definitely
I haven't seen all of them.
I definitely got Cagliostro vibes from this one, like a lot of the tones.
Oh yeah, like
and you know, like the damsel in distress and like kind of like, you know, the shit, like family heritage, like hereditary kind of theme.
Oh right. Yeah, yeah, where the main girl is related to the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. And like, well, the, you know, the, well, yeah,
not the bad guy, but
one of the bad guys. Yeah. He was kind of bad.
No, not really.
But they,
the grandfather,
they weren't related.
Yeah.
That yeah, was... it's still a relation, though. He raised her. Close enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Nick doesn't know. Nick didn't watch the movie. But, so, like, fucking...
Yeah, she was, like, an orphan or something. So what?
Yeah, okay, but anyway. So, like...
Wait, was she?
But, like, obviously... Yes. Obviously, yes, she was. Obviously...
Yeah, you did watch it, Nick.
obviously, ahead, there has to be, like, a threat, because it's a movie, right? There has to be, like, a bigger threat than, like, a typical Lupin story. So, like, there... It was, like, this cataclysmic thing, but... What I did like about it was, like, it became a little personal for Lupin, because it was, like, it was also stuff from his grandfather and stuff his grandfather mm-hmm. left behind.
Yeah, yeah.
But not too personal to take Lupin completely out of character. It was just enough to be, like,
right,
okay,
so,
that's pretty cool, you know?
Like, he didn't get choked up or anything, you know, like, he was just all, like, oh, this is, like... It kind of, like, encouraged him to, like, keep going almost.
Yeah.
Especially, like, later in the movie. I don't know if we're going to, like, do spoilers and stuff like that, so I'm not going to say much.
We will in a bit, and I'll fucking...
It's Lupin. There's not much to spoil. You know what's going to happen. We kind of spoiled it already. We gave the basic, like, premise of most Lupin.
There is a little spoiler. Like, the dude in the wheelchair. That was a little like, whoa, what the fuck? When we seen him.
I might have to rewatch that part. I might have missed something.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to do my best.
Okay,
to, like,
I must have shut it off before I watched. Was that after the credits?
No, it was at the pinnacle. Climax.
Okay, I'm tripping. I must have not been paying attention.
If we end up spoiling it, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Shit. I fucked up.
Yeah,
I
think
too quick.
I know. I think I know what JP's talking
Wait,
about.
Wait, you said it was after
I
the credits?
It too. No, it's not.
No. It was just at like the climax of the film.
All right.
The guy shows up in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that
just
Lupin in a disguise?
Well, yeah, but
okay, yeah,
but, like,
Nick
the
just spoiled
it. Was.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah, it was Hitler. They're trying to raise Hitler, right? So.
I guess Nick is just going into spoilers. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Anyways, it turned out to be Lupin in disguise. So
yeah,
that's
Nick
the
is
spoiler
going
that
yeah,
I
Yeah, it's
was
the
like,
same. It's the same every time. You know it's gonna happen.
Fair enough, but seeing
I know, but
old
you
Hitler
should still
in a
warn
wheelchair
who...
was like, what the hell?
It's funny because like
what the hell
Nick,
is he doing here?
It's really funny because
I thought
Nick
you were talking about
at,
something else.
Nick no, got no, mad no. at Danny for a Death Note spoiler.
No, the worst one was Danny's like, "Promise Neverland, people don't die." See, that's not a spoiler. I'm like, yes, it is.
Yeah, but like, this is newer than that, kind of, and you're fucking.
Yeah, this is relatively new.
What did she spoil on Death Note? Danny, what did you spoil on Death Note that people
What do you think?
Well, I don't think JP's seen it.
No, I've seen Death Note, but there's
He's just trying to bait Danny into spoiling
it. Debated.
I'll spoil it. Is it that? Is it?
It's that Snape kills Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
I thought the spoiler would be that the blonde girl also has a Death Note. Or, what's it called? The girl,
that,
the mummy
that's
girl.
That's a Death Note, right?
yeah, Death Note, yeah.
Yeah,
Man,
that's
I wish
spoiler.
Death Notes were real.
Episode 3 spoilers.
Did anybody else wish that?
No.
Yeah, I wish they
were
real.
We're getting off topic right now.
Anyway.
Can we talk about the movie?
Lupin.
Sure.
Yeah,
so anyway, Lupin is Hitler, and...
No, he's
Where else,
not.
What else we got? No, he just impersonated him.
I'm actually
Europol,
trying to do it, and Nick is fucking around.
Europol
so anyway,
posted a fake picture. They.
Well, this is the
no,
very
Nick,
end.
You're jumping. No, Nick, shut up. You're jumping
yeah, you're
around.
Jumped,
no one knows what you're talking.
Okay,
no one
let's
knows what you're talking
from the
about.
Beginning, Sam.
No, we're not going to summarize the whole thing.
God.
Like you like you always want.
They're trying
we're not
to find
do that.
Some kind of artifact or something.
Okay. Anyway, so the point is, I'll just say the premise real quick, so Nick will stop. There's this thing called the Brisson Diary, and the diary has a book. It's like a golden box with like a puzzle key thing on the front, and the actual diary's inside, and it basically tells there's this secret fucking crazy ass weapon thing used by like fucking old Anunnabi, like fucking old world, the before world people used in the fucking, so they have to go to Brazil to fucking, you know, old temples and shit. And this device is capable of literally, like, if you pilot it, you can create black holes in an instant. So you could literally, you know, destroy anything you wanted at any time. So when Lupin and the archaeologist Letitia find out that that's what these Nazi people are after, they're like, well, we can't let that happen because it's fucking crazy. And there's two keys to the front of the thing. One key is in a pendant that Lupin has that his grandfather left him, and one is in Letitia's hands, who she got from who she thinks was her grandfather, which is not. Her grandfather is actually Brisson. And yeah, so they're like, well, let's fucking stop this shit and fucking Nazis or whatever. So the Nazi group think that like Hitler's still alive, and it turns out that Interpol planted a fake picture of a dressed up Hitler to like see if anyone would
honeypot them in.
Yeah, to honeypot them. So it turns out that's not real. But like anyway, fucking Nazis. It's basically Indiana Jones, like Nick said earlier. But also like part of it, like in the beginning and like with the book and like when they're in the cave part, the tomb thing to find the device, it's kind of like National Treasure a little bit. Like there's like these trials to get through and stuff.
The cave thing was like very, which Indiana Jones is it? Last Crusade, where there's like the three trials or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But the design of it was very H.R. Geiger.
It was, actually.
It was super xenomorphish, yeah, without all the fleshy. It was mostly granite-looking, carbon fiber-looking, but not fleshy and gross and slimy-looking, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, the movie and, like, all the designs and stuff looked very cool. If, like, you're not like, oh, I don't know, is it cool or is it bland? Like, no, it all looks cool.
No, it was super cool. Even the way they designed, like, the fucking, the device thing itself, the Eclipse.
Like a scorpion tail and stuff.
Yeah, that's like the thing that like creates like the black holes or whatever. And so, yeah, no, it was super cool, super dope.
Yeah, so the side protagonist or whatever, this archaeologist girl, Letitia, is directly related to the guy who made the diary, and the diary leads to a great treasure, which like a lot of Lupin movies. The great treasure turns out to be like a great weapon, you know, something that can be used for evil, and it's not just a bunch of gold or anything like that. And so that's when the team up happens with Zenigata and the Lupin gang to try and, you know, stop the baddies.
Yeah. And the cool part about it, I think what is the part that made it a unique Lupin story was like, just to bring it back from earlier when I said his grandfather like left the pendant behind, and Letitia was like, "Where'd you get that pendant?" And he's like, "My grandfather left it for me."
Bought it on
eBay. She's like, "What?" She's like, "Fucking give it to me! Like my grandfather gave me this one," and then blah blah blah. And then later they figure out that like Lupin the First was also a collaborator with Brisson to make sure that this device was like super hard to get to. So it was actually Lupin's grandfather who designed the intricate like box puzzle thing and to keep the diary inside. So basically they needed somebody who was clever enough to the people who would be worth it, who would be like worthy of reading what was inside, would be the person who could open it and the person who could translate the writings inside. Ergo, and like Lupin the Third and Letitia.
Yeah, and it's introduced as like the one item that Lupin the First couldn't steal. So there's like this sort of like a I don't know, one-upping your ancestors, which like drives Lupin to steal it in the beginning. Little does he know, like Sam said, It's not that he couldn't steal it. It's he helped out to, like, secure it and hide it and stuff.
Right. Which is cool. Because, like I said, it adds, like, just that... It makes it, like, it makes it personal for Lupin, but not in a way that's, like, that takes him out of character. It's just enough where he's still, like, really cool and he's like, ah, granddad, you fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah, and far enough away, like, in terms of, like, timeline or whatever, like, his grandfather, where it's not, like, some weird change that, like, would really throw off the entire, like, vibe of Lupin or something. You're, like, two generations away, and it's he hid it away. It's not, like, imagine if it was, like, Fugachika or something who was, like, oh, I stole this to hide it or something. You'd be like, what the hell? That's not what she does.
Right, yeah, right, right. That being said,
yeah, that's
my
like
only
the basic
like
plot.
Yeah, my only real complaint really is like, and obviously it doesn't have too much to do with them, but like it would have been cool if would have seen just a tad more Goemon and Jigen and Fujiko.
No, I think it's yeah. Well, I think that's because the new characters were a little bit less. They didn't pop as much, you know. You had Frozen Girl, and you had the evil doctor man, and then the German guy.
Leticia, Lambert, and Gerard.
That's what I said. Yeah. And
it's not what you said.
Oh, God.
You know, they were fine, but they didn't... Every time the gang was on screen, they stole that scene, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like,
oh,
Utan, yeah, Jigen and all them, so it's like...
You didn't want them to steal too much.
You want the villains... and other characters to also stick out.
Right, because they're like the driving force of what's going on. So, yeah.
So that was probably like one of the weakest parts of the movie, which it's not that bad because like the problem is like all this has been done a million times. If this movie came out in like, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it would be a different story.
Right. Yeah, dude. I mean, just to...
Yep.
That's actually a good point, but
yeah.
I mean,
I was gonna say the other thing, like Lupin and like all the characters, you know, Zenigata, everything like that, are like straight copied from, you know, like the original stuff. Whereas like Nick was saying, like a lot of the characters introduced in here and who are gonna be left in this movie, like there's no continuing on with them or whatever in any Lupin movie, but like they do look drastically like. Different than the Lupin, like gang, like
yeah,
like a little Pixar-y or something. Whereas Lupin and his gang look straight out of like any of the animated series with that real long, lanky, and weird smiles and stuff.
Yeah. So like when one of the new characters is standing next to him, it's very like, you know, you can tell. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. whenever Leticia was next to Lupin or whatever, it was very. Apparent, yeah, like she was super. She looks like the main character's aunt from Big Hero 6. Hero's aunt. Like if I had to like pin it on a Disney character, she looks like her. So like, you know, and then just imagine Lupin as you've always seen him, but just full CG, 3D CG animated, and standing next to her, it does look very a little awkward, you know. But I mean,
well,
I don't know.
They have
fine.
Those old character designs, the Lupin, like from the 70s.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yes.
Yeah. So you're and mixing also, the two styles.
Yeah, and one weird thing, which is kind of like weird at first. I think it changed a little later on. But like, you know how Lupin, you're like, you Google a picture of like Lupin the Third Part 2 or something, and there's like that little like smirky smile or whatever in this movie. They like animated it as if that was like a neutral face. So like when he'd talk and stuff, it'd have that weird smirky smile in the corner.
Yeah, the angle. Yeah.
And it was very like, I don't know. It was just weird to see.
Yeah. There's even like, here's a,
you know, I'm nitpicking, I guess.
No, that makes sense. Because here, I'll show you the screenshot. This is from the beginning of the movie. I'll put it in guest chat so you guys can see it. In the beginning of the movie when they're on the roof.
That's when I noticed it the most.
Yeah. He's making a frown right here, but it's still angled.
Yeah, it's got that little smirk. Like,
yeah, it's still like angled, like, mm-hmm. like. But yeah, like I get what you mean. Yeah, no, I totally get that.
They did
totally
a great job of the facial expressions, though.
Oh man, really good. Yeah, the animation is.
The lip flaps are still not quite there. I mean, even in Japanese, it's still not 100%.
Well, they didn't really do lip flaps.
I know it's not flaps, but mouth movement.
They weren't really, you know, and it's definitely a lot harder to match, you know, lip flaps when they're speaking Japanese versus, like, the dub. Like,
no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking in general. Even with no audio, if you watch them, it's like, a teensy bit awkward, but, like, it still looks better than it has in the past.
Yeah, Nick is saying regardless. Like, it looks, yeah.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
maybe,
because
like,
with dubbing, they always got to match it to whatever they're seeing.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, the CG technology is, like, 5% away, but it's not
still,
quite there.
It, yeah, I mean, well, I read, so I was reading the wiki page, and, like, this movie is, like, the stepping stone of, like, Japanese CGI.
I hope so. This
like,
looks great.
It's really
still,
good.
Yeah,
it's like,
still like there's still from what I read like this, the movie became one of the earliest examples of Japanese 3D animation content, which is
nice.
Still
nice.
at a development stage compared to the established and mainstream 2D anime industry.
Nice.
That makes sense.
So,
this screen cap I just posted when they're in the cave where it shows, it doesn't show Lupin, but like, it shows Jigen and Goemon. Yeah. This is when Lupin's going through the third tunnel or whatever, which was a fucking badass scene, by the way.
Dude, I love that scene.
Yeah, this is a fun
and then
movie.
he found the cane and the top hat.
Oh yeah, that ruled.
Yeah. He finds his grandfather's cane and top hat because he went through it. Badass, dude. Fucking so sick. No, dude, but like just this screen cap in general, or I just wanted to point out just a few things that I think were just fucking amazing. And obviously, like, when you're done watching the movie, I highly suggest Googling like stills just so you can go back and look at it.
Yeah, like even just that screen cap has a lot of personality to it.
Fucking Fujiko's denim shirt, denim button up, and their hair and the lighting and Jigen's facial hair and Jigen's tie, like, what the fuck? Like, shit! Yeah. And plus Fujiko, like, just looks, like, if you already think she looks super cute and you think this is...
Yeah, no. Fujiko's not cute. Fujiko's hot. There's a difference.
Okay, like...
Yeah, she's
but,
a
like,
femme fatale.
Latifa is cute.
She
Fujiko
is
hot.
Yeah, but, like, but Fujiko... Okay, I should say her charm. Like, if
she's
you
a temptress.
Like
temptress,
and you might be like me, where I was kind of worried, like, are they going to capture all these characters properly, doing it in this style? They absolutely do. They absolutely do. Jigen is a bum, you know. Goemon is obsessed with his old ways, his old code. Fujiko is still fucking just.
Oh yeah, the part where they have to use Goemon's sword to like. What did that
he
do?
Doesn't want
to
leave it behind.
Yeah.
He's like. And then, you know, Zenigata being a clown. Like it was so funny when they were, like, in the fucking desert and they're like, well, shit, how do we, like, our fucking car is busted. The plane we were just using is busted. What do we do? And Lupin was like, dude, who's the one guy who always finds me when I call for him? He always knows how to get
Zenigata.
To me. And they call Zenigata. He gets there like not even like a few hours later. It's like it doesn't even show that. It just cuts right to it. And Zenigata is like, oh, you're finally turning yourself in, huh?
Yeah,
oh yeah,
like,
the cup noodle.
Not even enough time for them to be like, hey, I think I'm starting to get hungry. It's like,
yeah.
You know, the call was in and like he's just like completely on his way and he's like, I got
you.
Oh
yeah,
now.
And they actually went back to the cup noodle. They did the like a landscape scene with like a cup noodle sitting on a cactus or whatever.
Yeah. I'm gonna say one
this
more
was
other
really
favorite.
Well directed.
It was. I'm gonna say one more other favorite moment. And then if you guys want to say like your other favorite moments, definitely do that because like there was a lot for me. Cinematography, by the way, is Yosuke Sakai. I don't know if anybody cares about that. Music is by Yuji Ono. Yuji Ono has done music for pretty much every Lupin, like a lot of Lupin stuff from the 90s and on.
Yeah, that's the jazzy like Lupin like tone or like a
yeah,
like
they remixed a lot of the classic songs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always been like Yuji Ono.
He did Castle of Cagliostro as well. So
oh,
like
did he?
Yes.
No
and
wonder
then,
there's like so many themes.
Yeah,
Cagliostro and
yeah, it's pretty bold of them to try to do that because it's like you don't want to draw that comparison if you're not going to live up to it.
Yeah.
Well, from what I've read on the wiki page, like the director definitely like looked up to Cagliostro. Like he really like was in awe by it, even when he watched it when it first came out and everything.
Yeah.
So, and that's why, like, there's definitely, like, those tones and themes of Cagliostro in this.
Like,
especially with the damsel in distress character and stuff.
I wonder if all, like, the little clockwork gears and stuff is, like, sort of an homage to Cagliostro. The big clock fight.
Pretty sure it is, yeah.
That makes sense.
Takashi Yamazaki, the director, he did a lot of Japanese films. He's also probably a lot known for Dragon Quest Your Story, which was another 3D CG animated Japanese film. I have not seen that yet, but I heard it was badass. He also directed the Parasite live action movies. And Yosuke Sakai, the cinematographer and visual effects director, I mean, he's done stuff for Final Fantasy XIII, 2, Resident Evil Vendetta. So some of these people have worked together before. But that being said, one of my favorite moments in the movie, aside from Lupin going through the third trial and the tomb thingy, there's a part where Laetitia gets thrown out of a plane and Lupin jumps after her, just
that,
without thinking about it.
He's like, you idiots, like, why'd you do that? And he just, like, literally jumps out of the plane.
So, like, she's, like, falling and she's like, fuck, like, I'm gonna die. And then here comes Lupin and he's spinning.
He's spinning and, like, he also has his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, he's spinning, like
he's
barrel
so
rolling.
Cool.
Yeah, and he's talking normally while he's doing it. He's like, "Oh, hey, Leticia, what's popping, dog?" Like, it just... and she's like Lupin, and she's like, "Yeah, I came like to like rescue you, but I didn't grab a parachute, so." He literally just relied on the fact that Fujiko might have seen him jumping out.
Yeah, that and they do the thing where it's like, you see somebody fall, and then you jump after them, and it's like, even though physically you can't catch up to them, they still catch up.
Honestly, that whole scene with the airplane, like when Fujiko like caught them and stuff, and that whole like airplanes like fight scene, you know, I completely forgot on how talented Fujiko is, like with a vehicle. Like, no matter what it is, she's, like, she knows how to fucking drive the thing.
Yeah, she doesn't rely on, that's the thing about Fujiko, is that she doesn't rely on getaway people. She does it herself.
Right.
So, like,
she's so
cool.
But
and,
she's so selfish.
Okay, yeah, Nick, we all know you hate good characters.
That's
okay,
her character, that's her shtick.
But, like, the rest of it, like, when they're trying to hang on, grab onto the fucking plane, right? And, there's a part where Lupin like accidentally like slips, so he does like the swimming in air thing
with
his legs
and
arms
to
like grab on.
That's also
then,
like a classic Lupin bit.
They do that all the time.
And then the plane gets shot by the Nazis, so then Jigen rolls up in the car.
Yeah.
And then Goemon takes the wheel, and then Jigen's like, "Here, jump, I'll catch you."
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Then,
this is funny.
So then Laetitia jumps and he catches her, puts her down.
Fujiko
then
jumps.
Fujiko jumps, and it's very visible that like he went down a little further when he caught her. So she's like, don't say a word. Like, it was like as soon as like he caught her, she was like, fuck, like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. And then Lupin jumps, but then Goemon steers the car over, so he just lands on the floor.
And then what was it? Lupin was all like, why didn't you catch me? And Jigen goes, I had my hands full.
I had my hands full. What are you talking about? Like, dude, that was so funny. But yeah, like, what are some of your other favorite moments for y'all?
I would have to say, like,
any action scene.
It's very in the beginning. of the movie, but like when Lupin was about to get the diary in like that museum, and then but Letitia got it and stuff, and but Lupin figured out Letitia was like a thief too, so they were on the roof, but then Zenigata spotted Lupin, and like Zenigata's lackeys kind of like dogpiled on Lupin, and he like managed to squirm out of it, but just in his underwear, and he like pulled like the sides of his underwear, so like, hey, you can't catch me, and he starts running away.
Yeah.
You gotta have the underwear scenes.
Yeah, you gotta have always the funny. Lupin in his boxers.
Yeah. I also did really enjoy watching, you know, our main villains in this, especially like later in the movie when they finally get the eclipse, and that obsessive Fuhrer guy, he like manages to figure out how to use the eclipse, and Lambert realized like, maybe we shouldn't really do this and everything. Like he had, like you can definitely tell like he had some doubts a little bit. I liked that conflict between them too.
Yeah. So. Some inner turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Inner conflict. What about Nick and JP? What about you guys? What are you guys liking it?
JP can go first.
JP would probably like the whole movie.
sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole movie is great. Like, if you like Lupin, you'll love this movie. My favorite part was probably the very, like, the beginning, like Danny was saying. The little intro, like, oh, hey, Lupin, I got a notice from him that he's going to try and steal the diary. And it's Lupin in disguise, and he tries to steal it. And then the gal steals it. He escapes via gadgetry, and then, you know, there's the weird little like dance and like showing off how like, oh, you're not very good of a thief, Letitia. Then Zenigata comes and attacks, and I mean, it was just classic. And then it ends with like car chase with the
famous
Fiat,
yellow Fiat
Jigen at the wheel and all that stuff to break him out. Yeah, that ruled. That was a great start to the movie.
And then it got blown up.
The little yellow.
What about you, Nick?
So it was my favorite
part. Yeah, I just rewatched the scene where Lupin's darting through the laser tunnel.
Yeah, the third trial. Yeah,
that was cool. I like anytime that Zenigata's on the screen, he's like one of my favorite characters, because he like it's the cat and mouse thing where he wants to catch Lupin, but he kind of doesn't want to catch him.
Yeah, he likes like the idea of chasing endlessly.
Yeah, the chase
rather than like that ending at all.
And like just like the funny, what do you call it? The like the character animation moments where like Zenigata's running and his henchmen are following, not henchmen, his Interpol police are following him, and like he stops and they all run into him, but he doesn't move. Just like the funny character moments like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Yeah, Jigen and Lupin. Like I think it's like he's addicted to the chase. It's like what do you call it? It's like when an immovable wall meets an unstoppable force.
That's like a good analogy because Nick just said he was an immovable wall. So, like all his little men ran into.
Oh him, yeah.
And flinch.
But I would love to see another. Let me ask you. Okay, let me ask you all this question.
Yes.
No.
If there was another like movie.
Oh, I don't know.
That was going to be. That was going to be made, like, and let's say there's another anime, right? And there this anime comes out and goes, we're gonna make a movie in this style of animation. What would you like to see?
So a different anime? A different anime wants to make like a 3D all CG one? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because I would love to see I wouldn't mind seeing a Gundam. Like,
and oh yeah, that'd be sweet. Because the CG looks it makes mech animation easier.
Yeah,
yeah, like the planes and all that, and the giant plane, they all looked really sick.
Mm.
Let me think about my answer. Hold on.
Pokemon, maybe?
They already did that, dude. We watched it, remember?
I think I would want to see, like, a Saint Seiya.
They already did that, too. It's on
did
Netflix.
They?
Yes.
Oh.
What about a Cyborg
Evangelion
009?
4.0 plus 1.0.
Okay, 5.0. Cyborg. Dude, Cyborg 009, I would love to see that.
No, they already did that. It's on Netflix as well.
Wait, in full CG like this?
I think so. I don't know. I just seen
it. They do have a CG one, but that's more like the cel shaded.
You know what
CG.
They should do? They should remake Cowboy Bebop in 3D CG. Let's go.
Ooh.
I think get rid of the CG.
That'd be bad.
Keep it 3D. Maybe get a 50-year-old to play Spike.
Oh, yeah. This is a good idea.
That'd be great. Yeah.
I can't wait
now
to
we're
see
talking.
This.
It's going to be dog
You
shit.
Should tell this to someone.
Do you remember when we were kids and they were talking about like Keanu Reeves playing Spike and we were like, oh, this could be cool.
Keanu Reeves would be better
that
than John Cho.
That would have been cool.
Fucking
bet,
Harold.
You know
Schmerald
what? I bet the show
Keanu.
Won't be that bad. A little bit, it'll be okay. How are they going to deal with Ed? That's my question.
They haven't.
We'd,
they haven't.
We, have,
I don't
we
think,
don't know yet. We don't know yet.
They're just not,
yeah.
they're just not going to have Ed?
We don't know yet. They haven't.
But how are they going to get the dog? Oh, no,
they
got
haven't
the dog
said anything. They haven't
they
said
have the
anything
dog already.
Yet.
Yeah, they have Ayn Rand.
And apparently, I mean, I didn't read the full article, but apparently
oh my God. 3D Monster
the
Musume.
Show is canon.
Weird.
Wait, what was yeah. that?
So it's
the
canon
show is
to the
canon.
Anime?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Apparently.
That's fine.
I don't know. Apparently.
Yeah, so they're gonna
know.
Do...
I could
gonna,
be wrong.
They're going to do different stories. They're not going to literally
yeah, right.
copy it because like, you can't improve on that. So they're going to be like, oh, meanwhile, or like in between you know, different episodes. They'll, that,
in
it's,
between,
it's the same
like,
deal
yeah.
as the Cowboy Bebop movie. Mm-hmm. Like that took place
it's episodic,
in, you
yeah.
know, during episode 20 or whatever.
I'm not going to yeah. give them the benefit of the doubt on that. I think they'll try and copy every moment from the TV show as possible. But anyways,
well, they'll do throwbacks, but yeah. Anyway, I think we can all agree that Monster Musume animated by the studio would be great.
I haven't seen Monster Musume.
Oh yeah, Titty and Monster Girls on the it.
Oh, I see. I think I know what type of anime it is. All right, 3D anime. I'm going to say oh, hold on.
How about this? What about 3D Berserk? Would that be any good?
No. No, we already went over this.
Man, I don't know. I can't think of any.
Well, you need to watch more anime, dude.
I guess. You put me on the spot. Maybe don't ask such hard questions without
go to my anime
prepping.
List and just scroll down the top anime and just pick any of them.
All right. Gasaraki. Gasaraki, because I watched like 4 episodes a week all right. ago. It's very
dude, Gasaraki's actually sick. No,
it sounds familiar,
dope.
But I don't know what that is right now.
It's very weird. I don't understand.
No,
I don't even know if I
is,
like
it. It's kind of a strange show, yeah. It's like it's all serious. Like, there's no fucking... It's like, yeah, it's all fucking dry.
Oh my God, I spelled it right.
It's like a mech guessed. One. And also,
yeah.
also, they do a lot of like kabuki dancing.
This is from the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, of course it is. Okay.
So that's my choice.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
All right.
I would love to see that. Would you like to see that? Anyway.
I wonder how Aiken would look in 3D.
Okay, moving on. So, like, fucking... what do you guys... Final thoughts, what do you guys score it? What are we doing?
How do you
want
it scored? Like...
Like one or
like out of
you know
10,
you could
whatever.
Out of 10 or you could even say like S tier, A tier, B tier, whatever.
How far do the tiers go down?
Or we can do the Nabisco scale.
The Nabisco scale.
No, the Nabisco is canceled now.
National Biscuit Corporation.
Oh,
we hate
right.
big evil capitalist companies.
Is it Nabisco? Oh, you're right. Yeah, Nabisco.
What?
Nabisco scale. Anna.
Wait, are they? No, I got them confused with Nestle.
No, Nestle's still been canceled for a long time, but Nabisco is canceled.
You know what? They're both canceled.
Yeah.
Let's Nabisco finally, they finally formed a union contract with the employees.
All right, so how many strike-breaking Pinkertons out of 10 would you give?
Let's
this,
do the Amazon scale.
All right, how many?
So 1 out of 10 is peeing in a bottle, and 10 out of 10 is the meditation booth.
Yeah, the computer that says, relax, please, calm down. Do you want it rated, like, as a movie or as, like, a Lupin movie? Because I think it's different.
You just do both, or whatever. Yeah, however. Yeah, okay, yeah. Do both. So, like, in the Lupin pantheon, where would you put it, like, you know, more or less?
Because
you've seen more than we have, I think.
As far as movies and stuff, I mean, it is a really good one. I would say it's probably, like, if you're not turned off by, like, the CG versus the regular animation, then it's probably, like, a top five Little Lupin adventure. As a movie, I don't know. It's, like, a good little family movie, you know?
I agree. It's in my top five Lupin movies that I've seen. Because I haven't seen that many
of them. You're at number four now, so you're going to have to start shuffling
it
around.
It's, like, number two or three. I think for me, Cagliostro is my favorite, but this one is really entertaining as well. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah, as a movie, it's like 6-7 out of 10. I don't know. There's nothing like totally crazy about it, but it's a good movie. It was enjoyable to watch. If you're a Lupin fan, you'll enjoy it way, way more. But it doesn't like require you to be one to enjoy it, I guess.
You really don't have to know.
Yeah.
Like, a lot about Lupin.
That's true for almost all of the Lupins, I think. You can just jump in at
any point. There's no, like, connective tissue between the stories. You have to know, like, one's a samurai, one's a sharpshooter, one's a femme fatale, one's a sort of nice thief, and that's it. You don't have to worry about, like, well, what happened in the past? Like, what about the other movie? They're not, like, related or connected at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easy to consume. Nick and Danny, what about you guys?
I agree literally with everything JP said.
Yep. Danny?
And I would recommend this movie to just general audiences, too, on top. I would say if you want to watch a fun anime movie, I'd recommend this. This would be one of the first ones I recommend, because you can't go wrong with it, really.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to put anyone off. There's no, like, I don't know. Anything that would be like maybe someone who like was like, oh, I don't know about anime. Isn't that kind of weird or something? Like, there's none of like anything like that, I guess. I don't know. I guess people, I hope people.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't have the lollies.
Yeah,
so.
That was censored and cut in this one.
God. Okay, Danny, what about you?
I mean, I definitely would recommend people watching this as. Not just because it's a Lupin movie, but also it's kind of like this stepping stone for Japan's development for, you know, like, that really good CG that, you know, like, Pixar and Disney develop. So, it's definitely, like, easy on the eyes and everything. Very pleasant to watch. So, I've seen, like, four other Lupin movies. Also, like, Lupin the Third, Green versus Red, which is definitely
one
of my favorites.
Cool.
It is a weird one, but I oddly like it.
That's a true fan's opinion.
Yeah, this is definitely can be in one of my tops. Movie.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with y'all. I mean, I think very easy to watch. Very fun movie. I think it's you know what it is, too? It's a very good opener to Lupin.
Definitely, yeah.
So, like, it'll get you to become a fan of Lupin, and you'll want to watch the other stuff.
It makes me want to watch the show.
Yeah. You know, you'll go back, or you'll go on Mal, or you'll go on Wikipedia and be like, oh, damn, okay, there's all these. Fuck, let's watch them, dude. Fuck it, you know?
It chose a good name for it. The First.
Yeah,
the first ever.
First one you should watch. In parentheses, you should
of
watch.
All time. Yeah, Lupin the Third, the first, the movie you should watch.
Yeah,
two. Part one. Deluxe. The beginning. Five.
One thing, like.
Part seven.
Shut up. This is my podcast. Shut up. I'll mute you.
This is my podcast. I'll cry if I want to.
Yeah. I was going to say, when Danny describes it as like a stepping stone or like a bridge to like a 3D, I don't want to say universe, but like production mode or whatever for Japan, it doesn't look like it's like that's not a negative in comparison with like a Pixar movie or whatever. Like it looks like a Pixar movie or whatever. So if you've been listening and thought like they say it's kind of a stepping stone or it's like halfway there or whatever, I think it's more in like a general production or like vibe, industry vibe type thing, because it looks just as good as any sort of 3D one. It's not like it
for
looks
sure.
Like yeah, it's not like it's like PS3 graphics when we're on PS5 or anything, like
right.
Hell yeah, pretty good. All right, dudes, there you go, y'all should watch it. Lupin the Third, the first. I think it's a great movie. Perfect, sits at a nice 93 minutes runtime. So,
oh yeah, nice and straight
not too
to
long,
the point.
Not too short.
Yeah, it doesn't dilly dally at all. It's very fun. It's a Lupin movie. I mean,
the meme though is that
it.
Every movie could be a little bit shorter.
That's true.
So, anyways,
except that's the meme.
I thought that the Snyder cut could have been longer, but that's just me.
Yeah, that and like
Lord of the Rings
just
it
make
one
it longer.
More movie. Come on.
Lord of the Rings 4. Everybody just has a bunch of food and drinks.
Dude, yeah, no, y'all should watch it. I think it's great. I think it's a great movie. You know what, dude? We'll be back next week with our summer review.
Oh.
So, finally. And we'll have another guest for that one. So, I don't want to spoil who it is. Oh. But
I'll spoil for you. It's me again, guys.
No, it's not. But if you do want to hear more J Pizzle, a.k.a. Sweet JP, a.k.a.
John.
Sweet
too.
JP.
That's a full name.
John.
Wait, have you seen Redline?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually
good.
Watched that like 6 months ago.
Because your name is JP,
really good.
So you got to do that.
Also, I've been dressing like him ever since then, too.
The pompadour. Yeah,
nice. Do you have a
pompadour?
Do you have a hot
very
belly
rockabilly.
Like he does too?
No, actually, that's one thing I'm missing. I do have right. a fucked
Still
up
time.
Looking alien friend, though. So.
Hey, there you go.
That's true. He does.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Dude, if you want to hear more JP, let us know. Let us know after you hear this episode. And we'll bring him back on.
Thank
back
you.
On
I'm actually in a competition with Drew, who can be on more episodes. Personally, I don't think Drew should be on any episodes. He's a criminal. He belongs locked in a cage. I don't think people should hear his voice. Great guy. One of my best friends. He should be 6 feet deep alive, but in like a magneto cage where no one can
make sure you don't
with
have
him.
Too much iron in your blood.
That's right. And if you want to talk to him, you'll be given blood samples and you won't be able to, and you gave up your blood for nothing.
Yeah, Drew sucks, dude. No, dude, if you want to hear more,
that's one of my best friends you're talking about. Maybe a freak and a criminal, but he's my friend.
Dude. Yeah, no, thank you, JP.
No problem.
For coming on, talking Lupin. We should probably, you know, with Danny and Nick, we should probably watch more Lupin, honestly. And
go
know,
for it.
Let's start with Mamo and Bloody Jigen, whatever those movies are called.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's three now.
Jigen's Blood Trail. Black Lagoon.
I think it's called
Spray,
like,
of, spray
I saw
of Blood.
That one.
Yeah, Goemon's Blood Spray, Jigen's Gunshot, or no, Jigen's Gravestone, and then Lupin, or Fujiko's lies or something.
Yeah,
they're
I've
all
seen
by, like, the
Fujiko's
same
day
animation.
Off. She gets in a parade. She drives around a car. Mm-hmm. Goes to a museum.
It's very relaxing.
She jumps through some people's yards. It's fun.
She pretends to be sick using a synthesizer. It's very impressive.
What would she sound like? About? What would she sound like with a synthesizer?
Let me try and work up in my mind what it could be. Hold on 1 second.
What is y'all even talking about right now?
Hold on, I'm thinking.
Bueller.
The Fujiko movie is called The Woman Called Fujiko Mine.
I think that was the series.
That's what.
No, that's a series by the lady who did Yuri on Ice, I think.
Oh.
Right, but they also the same team also did.
It's the same team that also
Jigen's Gravestone.
Gravestone, yeah.
And Goemon Spray of Blood, yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, those come in the box, too.
I thought JP was going
to
do the
hold on one
modulator.
Second. I'm trying to find it. Trying to find a good one.
I was trying to set you up.
I wasn't prepared.
I was trying to set you up.
Shinichiro Watanabe and Sayo Yamamoto. There we go. She's the one who was she was the director of the Fujiko.
Okay,
meeting.
So
dude, you get to see her.
Oh, that's
breasts.
Another little Easter egg for the fans. If you look hard, you can see her breasts in that TV show.
Oh, trust me. I've looked.
All right.
I'm sorry, my boy.
Oh, God.
How are you feeling, Fujiko?
I'm sorry. I feel so bad. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. I've got phlegm in my throat.
Oh, dear.
Okay, JP, change that to something wacky. And then say, after I say, this has been Sam, Nick, and JP, take us out of here by saying,
oh, wow.
And we're the animes. Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah, shut up for a whole second. I'm thinking of five things at once. Just say, we've been the Anime Summit podcast. Okay, ready?
Will you say that it's also Danny?
Yeah, I will. I forgot the first time explaining. Okay, shut up.
All right,
no, Sam always says, I've been Nick, Sam, and Danny.
No, I started changing that like a month ago. Shut up. Okay, so everyone shut up.
Sam is infinite.
I've been Sam.
Sam is all.
I've been Sam. Okay, I've been Sam and JP, and this has been the Anime Sam Podcast. Go ahead.
You stole what I was going to say. I was supposed
I'm
to
not
say
naming the other two.
It's been the Anime Sam Podcast.
Okay, well, you know what?
Okay. This has been the Anime Summit Podcast.
No, do
wait,
it.
Wait, I thought you were going to
do it
in the
with
voice.
Funny
thing.
Voice.
Okay.
The warble voice.
This has been.
This is so dumb.
This has been. This has been the Anime Summit Podcast. This has been the Anime Summit Podcast. Folks, you've been listening to the Anime Summit Podcast. I hope you had a good time. I know I did. And Sam's going to edit all of this out. Bye-bye.
All right.